Hi, welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very wonderful return guest. Welcome back, Victor.
Hey, Jana. Thanks for having me. Hey, everyone.
Thanks for coming back. I'm really excited. It's been since, I think you were on in like May, so it's been almost a year, but Thanks for wanting to come back. I hope that this movie was a little more relevant to you than the last one.
Absolutely. And I can't wait. I don't want to spoil it, but yeah. I'll definitely just say I had fun watching it.
That's okay, good. There's like so many parts where I watched this movie where I'm like, oh, I'm really excited to see what Victor thinks of mm-hmm. It was interesting. But yeah, how's life been since, I don't know, since you watched whatever that movie was?
The Poof Effect? Poof Point. Oh yeah. Man, that was a low point in my life. I'm sorry, but it was bad.
It was bad. Still listen to the episode if you haven't, but it was a bad movie, yes.
Yeah, it's a great review. Bad movie, great review. So it's worth it. Yeah, definitely listen to it. But this movie I extremely enjoyed.
Oh, good.
I really enjoyed it. Like the Poof Point, not to get too much into it, but I forced myself through it.
Yeah.
This one I just laid back and I was like, this is fun. Like I would watch this. Yeah. So
you would watch it again potentially?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't like look for it again, but if it was on TV and like I would be okay with rewatching it. Like it was a good watch. It was a good movie. Yeah.
Yes. I sometimes talk about whether I let my guest choose the movie or not. I generally do, and I let him choose this one. And I was thinking when I gave him the list, I was like, I feel like he's gonna choose this one because it's about basketball and you like basketball, right?
Yeah, I love basketball. So it's probably the sport. I played it in high school.
Yes.
And I actually related a lot to his situation. My team was not as bad as theirs. I'm not gonna lose 19 games in a row. Yeah. But it was relatable and it was really cool. I chose it because of that. Because I was like, oh, worst case, like this movie is as bad as a poof point. Like at least I'll relate to the basketball part, but yeah. I loved it in so many ways. But
What like appealed to you about basketball in the first place?
Actually, so when I was little, I was really like kind of like a Michael Jordan, like little, as a kid, just follower. Probably has to do with Space Jam. Honestly, and so when I got in high school, I tried out and I got in. I think it was my height. I was pretty tall, really early.
How tall were you, like your freshman year?
I was already as tall as I am right now. I was probably 11, which is maybe
you're 5'11".
Yeah, 5'11" or six foot maybe.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say 6 foot. Yeah. But so I was tall and I was a little bigger, so it helped out. And I tried really hard to get good. So it was like I did okay. That's how I kind of got into it. But it's still fun, honestly. Yeah. Basketball, so it's a great sport. I mean, any sport, like you build that friendship. They're my best friends right now.
Oh, you're still
They're those guys. They're the guys that I play basketball with. Yeah.
Aww.
So I, in that sense, I related to the kids in the movie.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, it's like it's your boys, your dogs, as they say in there.
Did you ever call your like teammates your dog?
No, I'm sorry. That was something cringy about
the movie. I was thinking like, this is like really uncomfortable.
I was like, my boys, yes. Let's go, boys. Like, you know, come on, boys. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
But let's go, dogs. Like, no. Especially if I thought it was really cringy, just I don't know if it's because like a Jewish school and they're like, hey dog, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it felt a little cringy. But
yeah. What is your I'm guessing you do, a team that you like, a basketball team, an NBA team?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean the Lakers, just because it's kinda like the San Diego team. I mean the closest
There was like the Clippers in San Diego.
I mean, that's before I got into basketball, but apparently the Clippers were the San Diego basketball team.
Was like, that before like we were even born? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, they weren't here. Like,
I mean, it's at least before I came to this country for sure. So okay. I was still a resident of Mexico back then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, so when you moved to the US, that's when you started liking basketball, or was it before then?
When I moved, I started liking it more to the point where I was like, I want to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You made me think about it. When I moved to the US and I went to my first US school, my French group were like, we played basketball during lunch. So I guess, yeah, right away I was like, oh, these are my friends now. And they like playing basketball. So I will like basketball too. So yeah, I guess I grew into basketball. I grew into it when I moved.
Did you ever like think like you wanted to be in the NBA, or were you always like, this is just for fun?
I mean, if I ever had a shot, I would have taken it. But I feel like, honestly, that's something, I'm not saying you can't start trying in high school level and do it, but I definitely think if you want to have a shot at it. It's something you build into your kids very early on.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have loved it. I'm aware I just didn't have it in me.
Yeah. And your parents weren't like ever like, oh, you're really good at basketball. Like you should try to get a scholarship or you should try to pursue this. Were they just like, eh, whatever?
I think once they saw me play, they're like, this is as far as you go. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, I was pretty like aware like how far I could go with it. I mean, I will say I got much better throughout high school, like so mm-hmm. much better. And I tried hard. I practiced on myself, like if I was going to try to go to the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't have the height and I knew what I was lacking. And I was like, unless I really like tell myself I want to go to the NBA, it's not going to happen. And I was like, no, I don't think it was not my goal.
Yeah.
So if I didn't set myself on it. Yeah. It's not, so yeah, I guess they didn't expect me to go to college and get a scholarship. They would have liked it.
Yeah.
But I had to pay less, but yeah, sorry for them.
I think they forgive you.
Yeah.
So we were on the show before and we kind of talked about Disney Channel and like the stuff you liked from it. But, mm-hmm. and I think I like kind of like talked a little bit about like 90s nostalgia and like your view on that. But like, what like were some of your like favorite like movies or music or like, mm-hmm. I guess, non-Disney stuff that non-Disney? Like really reminds you of the 2000s, your childhood? Yeah.
Some of them kind of over, like, it's almost 90s/2000s, but, yeah. And I kind of brought it up for a second, Space Jam is really something that shaped my childhood.
Yeah, space. Oh my God. I mean, I knew that you liked uh-huh. it, but I didn't know it shaped you.
Oh no, I loved it. Aww. I love that movie, that Toy Story, and I mean, if I'm going to say, like, non-Disney stuff,
mm-hmm.
Any movie that had Robin Williams in it.
Really?
Yeah, which I know his best movies, like, well, best, fun movies were like 90s, 2000s.
Like Aladdin.
Aladdin, but that's Disney. So if it's not that's Disney, I love like, what's it, Flubber?
I actually love
Flubber.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's taking this long for someone to talk about Flubber. Oh my God.
It was so good. I love it. It's very low key. Like.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, but that is such a like that time thing. I feel like that's an underrated movie. Oh my God.
It is. It definitely is. But it's worth that. I watched that multiple times. So, you know, that's good on purpose, not just because it was on Flubber. And then Hook.
Oh, okay.
His Hook was, I think, looking back on him, the man looked too old to be a kid that doesn't age as an, it's kind of weird. But
are you Jumanji? Like the first one?
I liked them, but I didn't watch much. Because my parents are very like strict with the whole like, oh, it's like a little board game like with magic, and they were weird, so they didn't let me watch it too much. But I like Jumanji. I love the new ones too. But
I really like I haven't seen the second new one, but the first new one with like Jack Black and The Rock and stuff like that.
That was so good.
Yeah, it really funny.
But, I mean, you put Jack Black in anything, which is also, I think Jack Black is a very 2000s figure, by the way.
Are you a fan of School of Rock?
I'm an extremely big fan of School of Rock. Such a good movie, man.
Yeah, I think that out of every movie in this world, I think that's one of the ones I've seen the most.
No way, School of Rock. I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, I think the movie I've seen the most in the world is probably Nacho Libre. So it's Jack Black also.
Oh, really? See, I've never seen Nacho Libre, which is kind of crazy because I would like Napoleon Dynamite a lot. Do you like Napoleon Dynamite?
I actually never seen Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay, because they're made by the same person as Nacho Libre. But Nacho Libre, would you say like it like stood the test of time? Like, have you seen it recently and you're like still funny?
Yeah. I think it was on the other day, like on like Fubo or cable, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It holds up.
Okay.
There's TikToks still being made about Nacho Libre. That movie is honestly, it's sort of remade. No, it shouldn't be remade because Jack Black was too good. Yeah, it definitely holds up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What was some of your favorite music?
Oh, for that time, so early 2000s. So I was never so much like heavy into music when I was younger. But if I had to say, it was very much like, I mean, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy.
I didn't know this. Wait, really?
Yeah.
You were kind of a punk?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much, yeah. If any music I liked, it was that. Oh. And I'm missing one of the big ones. Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, so I
like all of those bands.
Oh, I still love them. I my favorite song, like their best music is their early music. They still make good songs,
mm-hmm.
but their best music is honestly what was like in the earlier 2000s, I would say, in my opinion.
For those bands, like, did you like their image or did you just like the sound of the music or kind of both?
I just like the sound of the music, to be honest. Also, like, back then I was living in Mexico.
Yeah.
So more than anything, I looked up a lot towards my older cousins.
Yeah.
So they liked, so I kind of just went along with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's pretty much the answer, I guess.
Oh, okay. Did you like, how much older were they than you?
Like 4 years.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Do you feel like that like kind of like escalated like what you like were interested in because they were like older?
Nah, because my taste changed once I like had my own like decision making, I guess. Like, this is what I like, especially when YouTube came out and stuff, and you could listen to more things in LimeWire. And yeah, you were LimeWire. Yeah, I'm that old. Yeah.
Oh my god, wait, LimeWire. Okay, I never did this because I wasn't savvy enough. That's like where you can like convert music and like put it on your iPod.
Yeah, so you wouldn't convert, you straight up download it illegally. It was an illegal download, but it wasn't hard to do it either. So
yeah,
like, I mean, what was I, like 7, and I was downloading illegal music into, I mean, just kidding, of course, if the FBI is watching.
No, he didn't.
But yeah,
hard people do this. Yeah. Wait, yeah. So what kind of music do you like in current day?
Right now,
yeah,
I actually just kind of switched genre of music.
Like, oh, really?
100, like, yeah. So I used to hate EDM. I really got into it last year. Illenium, Slander, and I mean, just EDM. It's so much fun to me. And all it took was kind of just one rave, and it kind of gets, makes you understand the music more. And but I mean, aside from that, before that, I was very much kind of all over the place. But I liked Coldplay, I liked Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes. I like Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Harry Styles. Who doesn't like Harry Styles?
So you like? I don't know if you'll. Did you like him better solo or in One Direction? I don't. Did you listen to One Direction whatsoever?
I know a couple of their songs of One Direction, but I was not a One Directioner. Or do they have a name? Is that like
I think you're One Directioner if you like them. Yeah.
I wasn't really into them. I like him a lot, as his own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, he's just good music, honestly.
Yeah,
he's just,
I agree.
All around, like, and he can be either like slow paced and like, you know, just you can appreciate his good voice. Or he has upbeat, fun songs too. So,
yeah. I think I'm really surprised he went in the direction that he went in. You would think he would just do like the very like stereotypical pop stuff, but he did not. So,
yeah,
good for him.
And now he's a little bit placed. I think he's doing like, he's in Marvel now, right? He's in acting.
Oh, wait, I did not. He's in Marvel now?
Wait, did I spoil something maybe for you?
I don't know. I definitely not.
Have you seen, all the Marvel movies?
No. Oh my god, I do not watch.
I might have spoiled something for you.
Sorry. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You can spoil it. Wait, what is he gonna be?
He comes out of like at the end of the Marvel movies, they'll like have a little like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he comes out at the end of Eternals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he shows up as like some character we never heard of.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think he's gonna have his own Disney Channel, Disney Plus, like. TV show, I think.
Wait,
I'm pretty sure
Harry Styles is gonna have his own.
I think so. That's the rumor.
Oh my god. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
So yeah, he's kind of everywhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's kind of my music now. EDM and then some Harry Styles, some Ed Sheeran, and then kind of listening to the old stuff. I still love My Chemical Romance. It's still one of my favorites right now. They actually came out with some new music
that is like goodish.
It's goodish. It's definitely, I'd still rather listen to their old stuff, but yeah, it's still relevant. Yeah.
Do you like Welcome to the Black Parade, like the whole album?
Oh yeah. That's their best one.
Okay. Yeah, do you think because one time I was like, oh, I really need to get into this type of music, and I tried to listen to the whole thing because I like the popular songs from that, and I had a hard time. But do you think that's the kind of thing where you just got to keep trying?
No. So even I don't like every single song. So yeah. I hate saying, for example, like there are people like, oh, I love, let's say, My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, there's no bad song. Like, they're just a perfect band. And like, no,
I don't know if there's anybody I would say they don't.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like I'm just saying there's people that love every single, not from them specifically, but who, when they like an artist or a band, they're just like, oh, everything is good.
Yeah.
Some people are like that. Me, I'm like, no, like there are bad songs. Even my favorite artists have bad songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if you don't like something, it's okay to like their best songs. There's a reason why they're the best songs. I mean, they
yeah, it's okay to like teenagers.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Yeah, she's. I think I listened to that song like every day on my way to high school.
Really?
Yeah. No, I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So the movie we're talking about today is Full Court Miracle, right? That's yep. what it's called. yes. So this movie is a movie that I don't remember at all. And I usually remember all of these. I don't remember it coming out or even like the trailers for it. And I had never seen it. So I'm kind of confused how it like slipped my peripherals completely. But had you heard of this movie before I asked you to be on this episode?
I don't know. I never, especially like, yeah, never heard of it. And I'm surprised because it would have interested me as a kid. But no, then again, I am a 95s kid. So I feel like, I don't know how long they started. I don't know when they stopped playing this movie on Disney Channel.
It wasn't one of the ones that they had like a lot of reruns of, because I would have watched it if it was. Mm-hmm. And this came out like the same year as like Cheetah Girls and like a bunch of like popular ones. Yeah. So, like even Steven's movie. So I'm kind of confused, but I don't know. Maybe it's because it didn't quite... I don't know, though. It wasn't bad. But yeah, so this movie stars Alex D. Linz, who is from Max Keebler's Big Move, which you said you watched when you were a kid.
I did. Yeah. So as soon as I saw him I recognized his face right away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a good movie. Because, I mean, I know he's a kid actor, but I remember him, like, whatever movie he showed up in, mm-hmm. it was a decent movie. Like, I was telling you earlier. So yeah, he's in Max Keeble's Big Move. And then I knew he was in a Home Alone. He is in number 3, right?
That's what I told you. Home Alone 3. So I guess they did like, I have one, like Macaulay Culkin wasn't in the threequel, mm-hmm. but I think I think they just like had entirely new characters. I might be wrong, but it seems like it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I looked it up and this guy, like he was also in another movie called The Jenny Project, which is an episode I did like a year ago. But he retired from acting at like 13.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of a little sad, but like, I don't know if like maybe he didn't enjoy doing it into teen years, and that's fine. Yeah. But yeah, so let's get into the movie. So Full Court Miracle came out on November 21st, 2003. What do you think you were doing that day?
2003?
Yeah.
Let's see. So actually, I might have just been moving into the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, my God.
Yeah. So let's see. If I was 8, yeah, I think I was moving to the U.S. So it was a big year for me.
Yeah.
If I did watch this movie, it was not in English because I didn't speak English very well. Mm-hmm. Just like Max Keebles also, I probably watched it in Spanish. I wonder what it was called in Spanish. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, how do you say big move? Or I don't...
I mean, movimiento grande, but it sounds so bad.
Does that have like the same feeling as it does?
No, it sounds so bad, which I don't think that's the name. Sometimes they keep the same name even in Spanish.
Yeah.
You just got to pronounce it in Spanish. It's been a long time since I watched movies in Spanish. Actually, my girlfriend right now, she just moved from, she used to live in Mexico. She was born here in the US, but she moved to Mexico.
Okay.
And now she lives here again, but she likes watching things in Spanish.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a throwback for me. Like the other day, we watched some Disney original. Was it Aladdin? I don't remember. But we watched one of those in Spanish. So I'm like, what is this? Like disgusting.
Yeah.
But it also was like a throwback. Like, I remember this song in Spanish. It's catchy.
Oh, wait, the song. Okay. Wait, so like A Whole New World is like, there's a Spanish version?
Completely different. It's pretty good in Spanish too.
Oh, okay. Now, after this, I'm going to listen. Maybe I'll put it in here. This is A Whole New World in Spanish. yeah, geez. That's so cool. Wait, so is she, I'm sorry to... He has a, if you were listening to this episode because you were wondering if he's still single, he's not. he has a girlfriend. Is she into Disney or Disney Channel or anything like that?
Yeah, she loves Disney. I mean, aww. I watched this on her Disney Plus account. So yeah, she loves Disney. she has like a Disney pin that she takes to Disneyland, and she does a pin switching.
She has the whole necklace thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. And oh, she creates them when she goes. She loves Disney.
For sure. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Okay, I guess we'll get into the movie. Let's get into Full Court Miracle. So, yeah, this movie, I guess it's in Philadelphia, which is, because I noticed that because they have like a statue of, I think Thomas Jefferson, whatever statue of like some ex-president immediately as soon as they shoot, like zoom in on the city. What did you think, like first impressions of this movie? You just knew it's about basketball. You didn't know the plot at all.
I didn't really look too much, like read too much into it.
Which I just knew good. I like people going in fresh.
I mean, all I knew was like, I looked it up and Full Court Miracle and there's a kid with his black coach, you know, I was like, oh, it's traditional. Like the team probably sucks. And their coach, you know, coaches into victory.
You can tell all that from the post.
Then it starts out with like some like Jewish kids at, you know, their Jewish
Hebrew school.
Or is that just normal school? Who knows? But and talking about the Maccabees and like, I was like, what am I watching? Like, I mean, I was cool. I was like, I learned a lot about the Jewish tradition, I guess. Yeah. Honestly, I did. Some things that I had no idea.
Because that's not something I know a lot about at all, really. So I guess I learned. Yeah, they constantly are bringing up the Maccabees and like comparing their basketball team to that.
Yeah.
Which is like I did not spend a lot of my time reading the Old Testament growing up. So I guess I learned a little bit from it.
Well, I don't even think I'm Christian, but so I don't even know if Maccabees are in the traditional, like,
wait,
the
what
Bible
is,
we have. I don't think they are.
Okay, so the Old Testament is called the Torah. Yeah, but no, that's like, I don't know what the Maccabees are in. But yeah, no, this is very different from like what I grew up knowing. So it was interesting. Yeah. But yeah, no, everyone's wearing yarmulkes the whole time, even when they play basketball, which I don't. No,
how do they stay on? That's something I've always wondered.
I've never worn. Have you worn a yarmulke before?
No, never. I hope so one day. That'd be nice to enter
you'll go to a Jewish wedding. I don't. Yeah. Do you have any Jewish friends?
I do, but they never invite me to their wedding, so that's messed up. Yeah, you know.
Never get to see them smash the glass.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see that. That looks very fun.
You like do the chair thing.
And also, I wish I got a bar mitzvah. I heard you get a lot of money in presents when you do that. So
no, I've never been to a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. Yeah, no, but you get thousands.
Yeah, which I think they brought it up in the movie. The kid gets what's his name? Schlotsky
or whatever.
Yeah, he gets like his bar mitzvah. It's like a Dr. J card, right?
Oh, wait, I missed. Okay, I forgot that even happened. Yeah.
Yeah, so he gets like a Dr. J card, and which is worth a lot of money. They make it sound like it's worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, it just made me think like, huh, you do make some serious cash with the bar mitzvah and stuff. But yeah, I did not expect that. I guess the whole Jewish thing threw me off. And it's actually like a big emphasis in the movie. Like probably Disney did this on purpose to like, I don't know, maybe just show kids and everyone just like, hey, a little bit about the Jewish culture, which I thought was cool because it was informative without being like pushing in any way. It was just informative. Yeah. And I like that. And they made it, they brought it up in a really fun way, which is basketball.
Yeah, so. I know. I thought that was an interesting combination. I think they wanted like representation, and this came out in November. And so they had like a lot of Hanukkah stuff. Maybe they wanted it before Christmas. And
oh, yeah. That's true.
Which I'm like, it's too bad that I'm reviewing this in January. I should have done it the opposite way, but what can you do? But okay, this is random. Have you ever seen 13 Going on 30?
I have. I don't remember it, but yeah, I have. Oh, I like this actress.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
One of the kids in it, like in that movie, the guy who plays Matt in that movie is her like best friend. Is in this movie. He's one of the like basketball players, but he's like the one who had like the long kind of hair. He was a little chubby. He was fun. But yeah, no, all the basketball players like they have this like Jewish. Group of Jewish boys on this team, and none of them are that good. They're actually pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character, Alex D. Linz, his name is Alex in the movie, Alex Schlotsky, but everyone calls him Schlotz. Mm-hmm. And one, they like their coach is like the algebra teacher, and he really doesn't like doing it. And then discuss the like them meeting their new coach, Lamont.
Lamont. Oh, that was actually so sketchy how they met.
It was,
so
yeah.
The Schlotz and his friends, the basketball team.
Yeah.
They're at like this random park. Actually, it's just Schlotz and this girl who I think likes him. I forgot her name.
Her name is Susie. She's like this really cute Susie. That's not her name. What's her name? Julie. This like his like best friend. He's a girl and she's very pretty. And anyway, he's hanging out with her.
Yeah. So they're just the park, and he's just like, hey. We need to get better. We need to find our there's a Maccabee, like, what's his name of the Maccabee?
Oh, that, shit. What was his name?
They call him the Hammer.
Is it Judah Maccabee?
Yeah, Judah Maccabee. So yeah. The whole movie, they kind of say, like, hey, we need our Judah Maccabee in the team. Yes. Someone that can, like, make us go from nothing to something, essentially, yes. To keep it simple. Schloss talks about it with this priest. No, that's priest. There's a word
it's
for it.
It's the rabbi?
It's rabbi, sorry, not priest.
Like, he's like one of the teachers. I don't know if that would make him a rabbi. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and I'm totally wrong, but yeah, him.
No, they call him, it was definitely the rabbi. He says, like, the school, I think it sounds like almost like a director, I guess. And the rabbi told him, you'll find your Judah Maccabee, you know, at some point. Like, he'll just show up. So he's at the park and he sees this guy playing basketball, dunking and all that, and it's just like, oh, I found my Judah Maccabee. He just walks up to this random stranger and says, and picks up his basketball, and he's like, I'll give you back the basketball if you tell me your name. Like, dude, like,
that was crazy. Man who obviously is like in the NBA or would be, who's like at least a foot and a half taller than him, probably two. Yeah, that was crazy. He could have been like, and then he, what did he say to him?
He's like, I'll give you the ball if you outshoot me. Like, whoever, if you miss first, you tell me your name. Like, and the guy just gets the ball from the kid and walks away. Doesn't want to say his name. Yeah. And then the Schlotz just does like a FBI research on the guy. Just gets his license plate. Yeah, gets the guy's license plates and then Googles him, but just finds all his information. His name, that he was an ex NBA player.
Yeah.
But he had like 3 knee injuries and. Anyways.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay, because that's like a big thing that takes away your basketball like future is knee injury.
I mean, any sport, even though he had 3 knee surgeries, and so he's like that. He asked them to coach them essentially.
Yeah,
but it was just such a random request. Like, come on, that was a little bit like that's never gonna happen in real life. Yeah. But the guy, which
I kind of understood this later. He like went up to him when he found out his name, and he said, "I'll pay you $20." And he said yes, which we find out why later. I guess we can explain it. This guy is homeless. Yeah. Which, what did you think of the scene where like Alex follows him home on his bike?
I mean, I don't understand why he followed him. I mean, I understand why, like, what, like, they really, these kids like really believe in the religion.
Yeah.
So he felt like, what's Lamar? Was that his name?
Lamont. Yeah.
Lamont. I think he referred to Lamont being the ghost of Judah Maccabee. Because they had so many similarities. One, he was his Judah Maccabee that is making them better at basketball.
Yeah.
And also because, I mean, they're like, he had 4 brothers, just like Judah Maccabee. And one died, just like Judah Maccabee. But I thought it was really weird that he just followed him on his bike.
Yeah.
To his residency, which ended up being like under the freeway.
He lives in his van under a bridge, and he was like sitting by the river and like eating like soup or something like that, and then he just sneaks into his van and he catches them, and he's not really mad. He's like, so now you know I'm homeless.
Yeah,
you want to eat dinner? Like,
that was also kind of a wholesome moment, because it like they opened up to each other, Lamont and Schlott, and I think I don't know, when you have a coach that really likes you, like it's, there is that kind of like mentor relationship, like you can build, and they kind of made that, how do I say it? Like presented that feeling. Like I even resonated with them.
Yeah.
My relationship that I had with my coach. So
like, your coach that you had in basketball, like you actually like really liked?
Yeah, I actually did. I mean, maybe not all my teammates felt the same way, but I think I did, because I feel like they pushed me to be better. Maybe I wish they would have played me more time. Maybe they weren't perfect, but I liked them. I didn't get a relationship with them. And so I related in that sense to Lamont and Schlotz.
So basically at some point they do find his dad. I really liked his dad. Like his dad is like one of those like parents who really wants like to be like one of the kids. I felt like he like is fun, and he like, anytime, like I feel like Alex and his mom don't get along that well, because she like really wants him to be a doctor. And the dad like is kind of like the middleman between them. Yeah. What did you think of him and his like mom's relationship?
I thought the mom was like blind. Yeah. To like what kid wanted, like it's like, you're gonna be a doctor no matter what, like forget basketball. Your kid's like what, 13 years old? He's not even close to high school, like exiting high school, he's just middle school.
Yeah,
so it's like, I thought she was too strict, and that I also thought the dad was like, yeah, the dad was very like, the dad understood his son Schlott very well, and like, oh, I understand you want to play basketball, do it, but he would never stand up to the mom. And I was like kind of annoyed at that, like just tell your wife that your kid wants to play sports, and he should. And Yeah, the mom was definitely my least favorite character.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. I did not like her character at all. Like,
yeah,
she was just very stubborn, and there were a lot of good characters in the show, but her was just like, eh, I don't know.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but like none of the female characters, I guess his like best friend, were like all that great. Like there's this like superintendent lady that was really fucking nosy, and she like spied on him and like went to her house.
Miss Klein house. Or something like that. I forgot her name.
Mrs. Stein, something like that. Like, she might have had a different name because
it is Klein.
No, Mrs. Klein.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like stalks Lamont and tries to like figure, because he gave like a false address because he was homeless. I didn't like her, but she's supposed to be the villain. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the mom, I guess at the very end, she like starts to believe in his, like, she asks him, like, explain why you like basketball. I thought, do you remember that scene?
Yeah, it was just such a random like change of heart, I guess. Like the way they gave her, I guess, character development was so meh, like just not good.
Yeah, it didn't seem believable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the team, gets much better because Lamont is I guess we kind of missed this. He's a professional. Well, he's in Philadelphia because he wants to be picked up by the Sixers, 76ers. So you're 76ers. What is it?
The 76ers, yeah.
Okay, so that's you're much more into the NBA than me. That's a big team, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, another decent this year. But anyways, they're professional. They're an NBA team. They're good enough to be an NBA team.
So he wants to get picked up by the 76ers, by the Sixers, I guess. That's what they call it.
Yeah,
Sixers. Yeah, thank you. And that's why he's there. And at some point he does, and he's like, well, guys, it's been nice coaching, and we're going to leave. And they were like, what? You're going to leave? And I thought this was, what did you think of that scene where they got all mad because he's going to kind of pursue his dreams?
I actually really liked that scene.
Yeah.
It was like a really good way to like do the whole character development.
Yeah.
Cause he was like, Schloss was like, how dare you leave us before the championship? And Lamont straight up like, you're extremely selfish, Schloss. Like, this is my dream.
Yeah.
Like, how would you deny me my dream? And it's like, they're both, you know, Schloss wants to win.
Yeah.
Lamont was going to the NBA. Obviously, if I was Lamont, I would have taken the NBA deal, obviously.
Yeah.
But from there on, like, they both do their own thing.
Yeah.
And they're both totally different people.
Yeah.
Like, Schloss is running the team as the star player.
Yeah.
And as the coach, and is doing the things that Lamont was doing. And they really focus on the fact that he's very self-centered. Like, he doesn't pass the ball. He's very, like, not about the team. He's like, it's me. And then these guys don't know how to play.
Yeah.
And at the end, he's running the whole show without this coach.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting that, like, Alex is probably the shortest person on the team. So, like, why did they want him to be, like, the star player? I think it's, like, part of it is, like, his mom, like, the whole time, she's like, how could he ever get in the NBA? Like, he wants to be. He's 5 feet tall. And I guess that's kind of the point, is like, oh, you shouldn't do things because, like, you should be a dreamer or whatever. But I thought that was kind of funny. I forgot to ask you. Okay, the scenes where the coach, Lamont, makes them dance. What did you think of those?
That is one of the cringiest scenes in the movie. I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
I had to look away.
We had for a basketball team, we do have a song you come into the court with. It was Black and Yellow.
Oh!
Yeah, it was a good song back in the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, as soon as you said, I was like, yeah, very of that time. Love it.
Yeah.
Wait, was that, like, every time you came in, it was that song?
Yeah, so, well, actually, it's only when we were the home team at our home court, because, we're not going to go to someone else's
and play
court and, like, hey, can you play this track for me? You're going to play, like, Barbie Girl for us when we walk in.
Oh, my God, that would be really funny if they could choose the song for you and they choose some lame song, though I do love Barbie Girl. But, like, so did they do the thing? I doubt it. I'm just thinking of NBA games where they're, like, introducing everyone. They'd say your full name. And
they did do that only at one game.
They said, like, Victor Cruz.
Oh, yeah. So that was cool.
Last name on this podcast, but
it's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But yeah. They did announce it. It feels really cool.
You felt famous.
Yeah, I felt famous for a second. They do that. And it's a really fun, really cool feeling, to be honest.
These are the things I think of. Did you have, like, a tracksuit that you would wear over the basketball? I guess when it's cold, and then you could be like,
Nah, I didn't have that. We had one guy, sadly, I'm not gonna say names. We had one guy that was very try hard, but he's probably the worst in the team.
Yeah.
And he would have, it was a tracksuit, but he always had like his Beats headphones and like put the hoodie on and it's like be really in the zone, but he didn't really get to play much.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's like, man, you're trying so hard with everything else, but like your game, like,
yeah,
you got the suit, you got everything, but just focus on your game. But no, I didn't have a tracksuit and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, at the end, okay, so they win their like one of their final games and they're going to, or one of the big games then, and they go to the finals. And then there was like this weird plot line about what happened, like the generator went off or something like that.
So essentially they got a miracle, hence yes. The title, Full Court Miracle.
Yes.
So they're down 18 points, the power goes out, and so they have like an emergency generator that runs on gasoline, and they go outside, it barely has any gas left. So they make a deal with the other team where it's like, we keep playing until the gas runs out and the power goes out. Mm-hmm. Whoever's winning by the end of the, you know, when the gas goes out is a champion. They start playing, and to keep it kind of short, like the machine itself, you can see the gas tank, it's empty.
Yeah.
And even the algebra teacher does like a calculation there. Apparently he's like,
oh Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, his whole personality is algebra.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just an algebra teacher. And like,
that's exactly like, how he talks.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. Like he gets like, he does the math for like how much time they have left based on how much liquid there is in the gas tank.
Yeah.
And so they literally make it to like 0 seconds, and there's like lightning and like thunderbolts or whatever. There's lightning. And I guess they kind of hinting at it's like, it's a miracle from God.
Yeah.
That it doesn't run out of gas.
Yeah.
And at the same time, their coach, Lamont, shows up because he wasn't there because he was playing for the Sixers.
Yes.
He shows up and, you know, they're like, we got some basketball to play. And they come back and Schlott makes it like the last second shot. Literally as he makes it, the generator kind of explodes a little bit.
It does, yeah.
And the power goes out. So it makes like a buzzer beater, like a last second shot, and they win. And yeah, it was a very good ending. It was a really good ending, to be honest. And I super enjoyed it, just to keep it simple. I really enjoyed that movie.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Yeah, it was, I thought the ending was like, I mean, I think it wasn't like, it was a little predictable, but like, yeah. I think like the miracle element was like cool. I thought that was fun. I thought that was a fun way to tie in the religious elements to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then I like that. So I guess in the end, like, they're not implying that Lamont is coming back to coach their team. Like he's on the Sixers, but he came back to support them.
No, I think he had a 10-day contract because somebody got injured on the Sixers and he was there. But he ends up coming, when he comes back, he's like, I found my next dream, and it was to coach them essentially. Yeah. And that way also, so Lamont had kids, a family. Like he needs me to be here to be a father for him. So he quits the NBA to be a coach and be with his kid, and you know, everybody wins. Everyone gets to live out their dream.
So in the end, like his wife and his son show up at the game. They don't really say anything. I don't think they have any lines whatsoever. Maybe his like son says daddy or something like that, but like, yeah. But
I don't even think so. Yeah, probably didn't pay him enough for one line.
Yeah, maybe, but I think there must be like some fee that you get paid if you like have a line, even one. Maybe that's like why so many people in the background never talk. But in the end, I guess everyone's dream comes true in a sense, and they win. And yeah, that was kind of the movie. So you really liked it.
Oh yeah, for me it's give it a ranking, I'd say it's like a 8 or 9 out of 10.
Okay,
great. As far as Disney movies go, I'm not saying it's like, you want to compare it to like the best movie of all time or like Interstellar, it's not.
Yeah.
But amongst Disney movies, it's an 8 or 9.
Okay.
You would definitely enjoy it more if you like basketball, to be honest.
I know. I was going to say, I think like, but I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was really corny and cringy at times, but I think that was like necessary, I guess.
Isn't that kind of the 90s? Like,
tradition? I mean, that's the whole, I don't know why I'm saying this is corny. All the movies I talk about are corny. So that's kind of the charm of it. You know, it's corny in a way that I don't relate to as much, but like, I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was very heartfelt. Yeah, what would you say is your favorite characters?
Okay, my favorite characters are Schlott. I mean, yeah. I like him just because, I mean, the whole movie centered around him.
Yeah.
I love the rabbi.
Yeah, he was fun.
He was really cool because he's like a funny, character, and he really understands the kids and what they want while keeping in like his place as a teacher and a I don't know, he tried to kind of like cater towards everyone, and he was funny too.
Yeah.
And then I would say, I mean, they're all kind of funny. Honestly, like, I kind of like the Audra teacher, even though he had like six lines. He was just funny.
He was. The algebra teacher slash the old basketball coach who is really happy.
Oh, yeah.
He's
horrible.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd say Schlott and the rabbi are my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Honestly. What about for you?
I like Lamont. I thought he was nice. I thought it was a little bit weird that he went from being really strict and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, never mind. I thought he was good to the kids. I like the best, I mean, I always have to like a girl character. I liked his friend Julie. She really didn't have a big part at all, but she was supportive. She had a poster out at the end that says miracles can happen.
Half her airtime was just her holding a sign that says go, what's her name? What's her team name? Spurs? Oh, no.
Wait, yeah, no. What is, I don't think we ever.
No, we Lions, we're the Lions. Go Lions.
Okay, the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was literally half her airtime on it.
Yes.
But yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, and I liked all the kids on the team, all the young Jewish boys. They were all really funny, and they didn't seem to be very embarrassed about dancing or anything like that, which good for them. That would be so cringy. You couldn't have gotten me to do that as a young actor, so good for them. So yeah, I guess we'll kind of talk about the fashion. This will be really short. Did you notice anything about the fashion in this movie?
The fashion? I mean, they're mostly in basketball attire, but... Yeah. I will say it was a little more normal. Like, I'm going to compare it to the other movie I did last time, the
Poof Point.
Poof Point.
Yeah.
The Poof Point, the way they were dressing was really weird to me. Like, really 90s, I would say.
Yeah.
This one I felt like was very, like, I guess, kind of similar to today. Not quite, but pretty standard. Like, at least what the kids were wearing, it's like jeans and, like, shirts and... I mean, pretty standard, if I remember. I didn't pay too much attention to it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, it's like, it was really unnoticeable. I didn't either. And like, that's usually the thing I'm focused on the most, yeah.
Yeah, if anything, the only thing that stood out is what Lamont was wearing when he was wearing non-coaching attire, which is these big jackets in bright colors. Like, he had, like, a yellow jacket. Or it's, like, it's not yellow, but it's, like, beige, I guess. Yeah. Which is, nobody wears that anymore. But
yeah, he had a whole beige suit on, like when he was coaching one of the games, which he looked good in, but it was just kind of like.
Well, then again, maybe they did it on purpose, because I don't know if you know this, but NBA players are known to have like really bad, I don't know if it's bad styles, but really like crazy, like.
It's really out there, yeah.
It's really weird styles. Like they'll wear like hats and like purple suits and just they have weird styles. But that's an NBA thing. I feel like at this point they do it on purpose. So maybe he was trying to like show that like this is I'm an NBA player. I might not be playing right now, but I am an NBA player or was.
Yeah.
So yeah, but honestly, as far as fashion, that's kind of like
it's kind of yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't too much of that in there.
They had a scene where, and I'm not gonna get any of these terms right because I'm not Jewish. There was a scene like where in the very beginning they have like. All the basketball players are dressed in kind of like biblical garb and little like robes, and they're like going against like they look like Trojans. It's supposed to be some.
It's probably Romans.
Yes,
it's probably Romans. I would assume more.
Yeah, and they're like facing off in basketball, and there's like it's like thunder above them. So that's like I don't know. They have biblical clothes in it, but yeah, no, it was very unnoticeable. I know like some like the people like adults wore like really ugly suits and sweaters, but like yeah, it wasn't a good time in fashion, or at least like they weren't focusing on the good fashion because it really wasn't, I don't know. That's not what the point of the movie was, and that's fine. But yeah, so I actually do like the way NBA players dress. I know what you're talking about. I think it's fun, but I like that stuff. I like it when people dress really out there, but I get what you mean. Like it is kind of crazy. Especially like the way people do when you were in high school, like, or like in your basketball team, like did people go all out with like their hair and stuff like that?
Like you mean us in the basketball team or?
Yeah. Like your actual basketball team.
No, I don't think anyone had like any crazy style. That was more like, that was pretty standard in my team at least.
I remember last time when you were on the podcast, you said you were thinking about dyeing your hair blonde.
Oh yeah. That's gone.
That's a phase.
Yeah. We're past that now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe on a dare, I'll do it.
Yeah. Do you think your girlfriend would care?
Oh, she'd just laugh at me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She probably wanted me to do it, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I guess we're kind of wrapping it up. Yeah, I would say I give this movie, I would give it like 6.5 out of 10. I thought it was, I'm sorry, Victor. I'm so sorry. I thought it was good. I think I, like you said, I didn't relate to it as much because I didn't play basketball like this.
But... Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't respect your opinion, but
okay, it's like you don't have to. I think it's a very heartfelt movie with a mm-hmm. truly good message and uh-huh. actors. So it's better than the average one. I'll say that. But yeah. So is there anything you want to promote? I don't know, your social media or any events in your life or anything like that?
No, not right now. Honestly, just, if you want to follow me, it's, what is it now? I think it's how did I forget it? It's VVicious21. And it's actually VVicious, the nickname I got from playing basketball. And yeah. 21 is my basketball number since high school.
It
still is now when I play in men's league in Mexico, it's 21.
Wait, are there any famous basketball players who have 21?
So not 21, but 23 was Michael Jordan. 24 was it Kobe or LeBron? I don't know. But is it the 20s, the 22, 23? All those are famous numbers. And I was like, I'm not Michael. So yeah. It's not 23, but I'll be close enough. So I'll be 21.
Yeah.
And also 21 is like blackjack is a lucky number. So I was like, 21 it is. But yeah, I guess that if you don't follow VVicious21 and what's going on in my life. I mean, just kind of doing my thing for now. Nothing crazy. Like Jenna said, going to Disney World. So
he's going to Disney World. Yay. Oh my God. Have fun. Are there any positive messages you want to send out to the world today?
Let's see, just always believe in the Maccabees and
yes.
if there's a message, it's just enjoy life, do your best, and just relax. I think we take life too serious sometimes. That's something I learned a long time ago, but I'm kind of trying to like really emphasize it in my life, is just enjoy your life. That's it. Just enjoy it. There's not a lot of things that really should take your peace away from you and let you enjoy everything you do. So that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it. You always have such insight to bring.
I know. Just call me Rabbi Victor. I'm Rabbi Victor already. It's a Jewish in me.
Oh my God. He's been wearing a yarmulke this whole time. that'd be cute if you could have headphones where I don't know if that's like sacrilegious if each of them are yarmulke on
your screen. I think if you stream with those you might get in trouble.
True. Okay,
who knows, but now maybe not, who knows.
That's not, no. Okay, if you guys want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on YouTube and Instagram, and decomdivaspod@gmail.com, decomdivas on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah, that's everything. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show again, Victor. I had such a good time having you here and talking about basketball. I'm glad you like this movie a lot better.
Loved it, yeah.
Yay, I'm so
glad. And thank you for inviting me. I always have a good time. Always.
I'm so glad. Yay. Thank you for listening, and join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.
Yay!
Was that on beat? I don't know if it was.
If it's not on beat, that's okay. It'll be cute anyway.